Unit 5. Cooking Fun. Part 1. Listen and talk in pairs. Where do you learn to cook?
At home, I guess.
Do you know you can take cooking lessons at school in Australia? The classroom looks like a big kitchen. Surprise!
Xiaohong, I'll be out playing soccer. Will you take a message for me if Peter calls?
Okay, I have to finish this letter here anyway.
A letter? To whom?
A friend. I want to tell her about our home economics class. She will be so surprised to learn that we are taking cooking lessons here in Australia.
We can hold a party and cook lots of things for them when we get back.
That's what I have in mind too.
So are you writing down the food and drink we've learned to make?
Not just those. I'm also writing about the classroom. Could she imagine our classroom is like a big kitchen with so many sets of ovens, sinks, cookers, knives, and other things?
I'll tell her about the pineapple and banana drink you've learned to make.
Oh yes, so she can try that too.
I hope your friend won't think we are here having fun only.
Don't worry, I'm also sending her a copy of the cooking terms we've learned. I wish all the English classes could be taught this way.
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. Xiaohong has just learned how to make pizza and wants to make one at home.
Mom, what are you cooking for dinner this evening?
Is there something you'd like to eat?
Not really. I've just learned how to make pizza at school, so...
Let me guess, you want to make a pizza for us?
Well, I don't know if I can make a good one.
Sure you can, as long as you follow a recipe.
Okay, here is a recipe. It's for vegetarian pizza.
Now let's see what ingredients we need.
Part 6. Listen and read. Making a fruit salad. Sitting on a rocking chair outside on a hot summer evening and gazing at the stars in the sky, Frank can't help thinking of doing something. Reading? No, the light is too dim. Sleeping? No, he might get cold. How about having some fruit salad? Yes, that's a wonderful idea. But he has to make it by himself because his parents are out visiting some friends. He quickly dashed to the kitchen and started to make a fruit salad. He had no idea about how to make a fruit salad, but he once stood by his parents watching them do it. This little experience urged him to try by himself. Without any hesitation, he first took out an apple, a banana, and an orange from a refrigerator. Then he washed each fruit carefully and put them on a chopping board. Next, he cut up the apple, banana, and orange into small chunks. Later on, he put them in a large bowl. In order to make the salad taste better, he added some pineapple juice and mixed it in well with the fruit. Yummy! It smelled so good that he scooped some up and ate it. He couldn't wait any longer and was about to bring the salad he made outside. Suddenly, he stopped. He put down the large bowl and got himself a small plate and scooped some onto the small plate. He left the large bowl on the table. He wanted to save some fruit salad for his parents. Outside, the stars were still shining brightly. Eating the fruit salad made by himself, Frank felt very pleased. That was the first time he made fruit salad. He felt a sense of achievement. He secretly decided that he would try some more times in the future and make some better fruit salad. Part 10. Listen and answer the questions.
Hi, listen. This Friday afternoon, we're going to have a big party. Miss Linda asks us to buy some fruits.
I guess we need to buy some grapes. Grapes are my favorite.
But don't you know that grapes are a bit expensive?
How much is it per kilo?
It's $4.99.
But I think 3 kilos will be enough.
How about some plums? Those are cheap. The other day, I saw the price. It's only $1.99 per kilo.
That's a good idea. We can also buy some plums. That's 5 kilos.
Why don't we want some pears and peaches?
Pears are okay. They are not expensive. But we can't afford the peaches.
Let's calculate first. We're going to collect $5 from each person, and we have 26 persons. I'm sure we have enough money to buy the fruit.
We should have a variety. Some peaches, too. 3 kilos will do.
Let's also buy some mangoes.
I love mangoes. 2 mangoes for $5.
How do you know that?
I bought 2 yesterday.
Let's buy 10 mangoes.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Don't forget to buy some pineapples.
Right. Let's buy 4 pineapples. Oh, how much is it altogether now?
I don't know. Now you say them again, and I'll write them down.
Part 11. Listen, read, and act. Did you know that to make a pizza, you need to measure all the ingredients? What do people use to measure the ingredients? Read this dialogue and find out.
First, we need 1 cup of self-raising flour.
We've got that. And next is milk. How much is needed?
100 milliliters. That's about 1/2 cup, isn't it?
Yes, about that. We also need 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 teaspoon of oil.
Oh, I know. This larger one is 1 tablespoon and the smaller one 1 teaspoon.
That's right. Now, what else is there?
1 teaspoon of basil and...
I think we've got them all in our kitchen. This is a recipe for a small pizza for 2 people. Why don't you give it a try first? I'll make a bigger one with some meat on top.
Well, okay. Now, where can I find the flour?
Part 12. Listen, read, and learn. Cutlery. Dinner fork. Dinner knife. Dinner spoon. Coffee spoon. Sauce ladle. Salad serving spoon. Salad serving fork. Meat fork large. Cake server. Pastry fork. Dessert fork. Dessert knife, dessert spoon, meat fork, small, fish fork, fish knife, teaspoon, mocha spoon, soup spoon. Part 13. Listen, read, and chant. I am a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. Part 15. Let's sing. Everybody was working.
Yes,